Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business. It is Friday. It is noon Central Time. That means it is time for Cars on the Move on ATI YouTube channel, where what we do is Ty goes live in a transport parking lot, at an auction, at a dealership. And actually, so today he's at America's Auto Auction in Kansas City because they're hosting an event. Let's take a look at it. So America's Auto Auction, Kansas City, Cars on the Move today, and they're doing, you can't see, hang on one second. They're doing these open interviews. We're gonna find out what this is. I don't know, and I think Ty's there right now, and he might even be moving cars or something like that, and helping get ready for, I don't know. I'm not even sure. We're gonna find out live together. So here's what we're gonna do, and I think he's on the line with us. Please do jump in the live chat, ask questions, share your thoughts, grow your business. Please do that. You can also leave a like. Thank you so much. And if you've got a question, you can always contact Ty, 417-483-2764, and let him know, you know, what questions do you have? Do you have something about a trade show that you want to know? Whatever it is, let us know. It's Cars on the Move. And we have a special guest today. John Larrick is going to join us. So stay tuned to find out more from John. But first, let's do this. Oh, do I have it? There we go. Ty Thompson, can you see me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, man. We're offline talking. We're talking to John. We're getting ready for the show. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, it's noon. I got to get. And so then I was discombobulated. But it's live. This is a live show. You're live. Where are you?
Well, right now I'm in a car at an auction, getting ready to check out of the auction. So this is really something. Watch this. Look at this. Can you see there?
Yeah.
Can you see how many cars are in front of me?
What's going on?
This is a checkout line. This is part of the ecosystem.
After the sale?
Yeah, so yesterday was sale day, okay? This is what I love to talk about. I'm really excited to be doing this today. So this is a gate pass, okay? So I got here early, and I'm helping out, I think it's Les, with Ashby Transport. Remember our friend Ashby?
Sure. Shout out to AT Transport.
AT Transport Ashby. So I run into him, then Les, the driver. We'll meet Les in a minute. So I'm helping him pull out 8 cars. It's been a real process. And this is what people need to know about. Only temporary. I like temporary. We got special access because we're regulars, right? So if you're regular, hey, look at this. Remember this? Wait till you see this.
Yes, yes.
No, oh, Cognosis.
Yeah, you got to give him that. Yes. Here you go.
Okay.
What else you need? You need the gate pass?
Yes. Oh, gate pass. I'll see the cog and cable.
Cog. Oh, here, give me the. I'll cut it. It's wait. Look at the cable, guys. See this?
Okay, right. Because you don't want to lose those keys.
No. Whoa, that didn't work out. Can you see that?
Yeah.
You got to pop the trunk. There we go. We got it. Okay. This is so people don't steal the keys.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm coming back. Just a second.
Thank you, sir.
Sandy voice. Sorry about that. Got a lot going on. Don't forget to give the clippers back too, right?
Yeah,
pop the trunk. We're popping the trunk.
Yes, sir.
Got to put it in. Park first trunk. You know, I found it. You know why they got to check the trunk, Jay?
Why? Make sure you don't have
stuff. Make sure you're not stealing stuff.
Right.
Thank you, buddy. No, you're good. Appreciate it. Their line was terrible this morning. So this is why I love this auction, okay?
Wow.
This guy right here, he's running the show. He sees that it's backed up, and he sees people are smoke starting to come out the windows, and it's not because they're smoking. It's because the clock's running, right?
Right. Yeah, man.
So this is why I love this auction. He's aware of what's going on. He opens up a completely different lane to help us get out, right?
Oh, yeah, so dude.
The process. So there's cars way back there, way back there. This guy's smart enough to know, oh my gosh, and he has the authority, right?
And urgency. He's moving. I mean, this isn't a take a number.
No. This is
real. Yeah, no, people are moving with, they want to get things moving.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you go to different auctions and you might not see this kind of, this is what I call service, right? This is service. These people understand that the people like Les, the guy I'm helping. Hey, we'll be back.
Right, because there's service and then there's bureaucracy.
Yeah, well, this
See, I
is
wonder
let's
where
get it
you'll
done.
Find bureaucracy.
Hey, watch this. This is cool. Watch
not
this.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, not here. Watch. Okay, right, can you see
guys,
it?
You've had
oh,
your
wait, wait. Hold on. Look. Okay, there's Les. See it? And there's Les's truck. Can you see Les's truck?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Look at it.
Ready to go. Look how much time.
One,
like,
two, three, four.
I mean, they're
parking
yeah.
cars out in the street now.
And this is yeah. and what's cool. This is what consigners and remarketers want to see.
Look at this.
Get the car and get out of there. Get it loaded.
What are you
and
doing? Playing around.
Yeah, man. Where's the car?
You can leave that one running.
Oh, shoot.
No,
let's see if it starts. We had to jump this one. Oh, we got lucky. Okay, this is live, and this is what I like about it here. We got lucky. We'll try it again.
We'll try it again.
Les, right?
Yeah, Les.
You got two more or one more?
Two more.
Okay, so you came from Cassins. You've been hauling cars for 30 years?
I have hauled cars for 11 years.
11?
I drove a truck come August.
Oh, you're a turkey guy. Were the turkeys where was that? Camp Wichita?
Emporia.
Emporia, that's yeah. right. It's Kansas. You guys remember Twinkies? They still make those?
They got turkey? No.
Yeah, they was closed for like 2.5 years. Then they opened them back up. To new ownership.
So you've been hauling cars for 11 years. Of that 11 years, how much was with Cassins?
It was 6 years with Cassins.
6 years with Cassins, which was Union, right?
Right.
So then six minus that's five. So 5 years doing what?
Well, I've been doing this for 11 years. I was doing Twinkies for, actually, it was Dolly Madison.
Yeah?
So it was Dolly Madison where they bought Toasters.
This guy helped us jumpstart that car, yeah.
25 years doing that.
Yeah? Well, I mean, how long have you been outside of the Union car haul world? Because that's a different world.
Let's see.
You started in Union?
Yeah.
Then you went to non-Union. That had to be a little bit of an eye-opener for you.
It was a big eye-opener.
It's a big eye-opener, yeah. right? This world compared to, to OEM, because Union guys with Cassins, they just haul the new cars, right?
Yeah.
So you got to do that. What did you haul?
Chrysler and Ford.
Pretty much same car every day, right?
Yeah.
You didn't have to put a whole lot of thought into how you're going to make this fit, did you?
A little bit.
Not as bad as this, right?
Because we hauled the big irons. You had to make it fit.
Here, you take that one. I'll get this one. All right. We're going to give Les a break. So that's Les, driver, right? And he's at the auction. He knows the auction. And you can tell that he said it's different hauling used cars than it is new cars, right? Turn this down. Sorry. It's too loud. And it's cold, and you do a lot of walking and car hauling, especially used cars, because you guys missed out on what we had to do to get these cars to where they're at now.
Yeah, what was that
like?
It took
over an hour. Well, even with, we didn't use Cognosis.
You didn't?
I didn't, no. Because they stuck.
Sorry about that.
It's helpful, but it's not that helpful because.
It rhymes with prognosis. Okay.
Now, Cognosis is handy. It does come in.
No, it's actually, it's a cool product. It's just funny that.
I'm just been doing this long enough. I know where the cars are and I can find them. That's the problem.
But it's a backup system. What are we talking about? Hold that up again. Cognosis is, so they put them, their hang tags, they put them in each car. And that way you can track that vehicle with your app without searching for the vehicle manually. You just look up that car on your Cognosis app.
Yeah, and it takes you to it. It really works.
And Manheim Lot Vision. See, what's cool about Cognosis, and I think Lot Vision works the same way, you know, I got to be equitable, is that if the thing is in the car. So if some dude gets in the car and moves the car, the hang tag's in the car. Whereas opposed to if you're looking for a bay number and the car moved, you found the bay. Yeah.
You found the bay, but you didn't find the car.
You
well,
found
the bay
but
number
not the
car. Could be called the run number, right?
Yeah.
Run number. So we got a gate pass, and on the gate pass, there's a run number. I'll show it to you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And the run number is the lane and number
three
that it's of the 60. Vehicle. Yeah. Okay. So that was in lane three or Was that lane three, vehicle 60 yeah, when it sold?
60.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you look here, okay, so you're just walking around. You look at, what am I looking for? I'm looking for a blue Malibu. So there's a blue Malibu. Then there's, look at this. You see that? Can you see it?
Right on. There's the that's the run. What do they call the sticker? Do you know, like the sale sticker?
Sticker. Yeah. Sticker.
They call it a sticker, Jay. But what? So what we're doing, if you're watching now or later, is that we know you pick up vehicles. You pick up vehicles at the auction. You're like, Jay, I know. But what happened before you got there? That's what this is.
How did this car get here?
Before the car hauler got to the auction. This is what's happening. And that's why if you can't find your vehicle or, you know, what happened. Hey, what's up, David Two Bears? David knows this stuff. Thanks for saying hello.
Two Bears.
Please do leave a like if you've got an extra one. We sure do appreciate it. And now, Ty, did you say that are we gonna talk to somebody?
We're gonna
today?
Get there. I promised us I would help. We're gonna go inside.
You know what I forgot to do?
What?
Shoot, man. Bring in our special guest. Here we go. Drum roll, please. Please do help me wish a warm welcome. I almost forgot about him. He's in the waiting room. He's like, what are you guys doing? Where's my, there he is. John Larrick, everybody. Please do welcome. John Larrick is joining us live. John, sorry for the delay there. Got excited. Did you see the live stream, what we were doing?
I was trying to, and I went to it, and I said I didn't want to have feedback, so.
Yeah, no, I appreciate. All right, so Ty, right now, is helping pull cars out of the auction after sale day, and then they're getting loaded on the street by AT Transport. So take it away, Ty. Mm-hmm. And John.
Well, we'll let John go. John knows about this. John, what do you know about this?
$12 to $14 a car to make sure you get your money. Cash. Got to be cash.
Exactly. So why, John, why do carriers, car haulers, why do they pay for somebody to pull their cars out? Does that really happen?
Because it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare to find the cars, and the transporters come in after hours. They're all lined up. We can put them on the truck and just go.
Sir,
what if you can't, hang on. Well, I can't find the trunk pop button on this one.
Well, you can tell you're out of practice.
Yeah, no doubt.
We do not have a professional car puller today.
Where is it? Just for fun.
Now
I'm dying to know.
Do you, do you use the Cognosys or the Mannheim Lot Vision stuff, John?
On the side of the seat. Do you look in the box?
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what that. If I say Cognosys, look at him. He's doing handstands in the car.
So they deleted the
He's got to open up the trunk.
So you won't have a button. It'd be a push button. You have to have your remote to unlock and lock.
Does it work? Is that going to do it? Oh, okay, got it.
Push it twice, it works.
Twice, awesome. Thanks, guys. I just learned something new.
So you got to know about 400 different trunk buttons is what you're saying. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, okay, so back to John. Why do you pay to have your cars, $14 to have your cars, one car pulled out?
It's some of them are even more than that. I don't want to get myself in trouble, but yeah. But what it is that the drivers don't want to spend hours at the auction pulling their cars.
Well, as an owner of the trucks, here was my take. I don't want my drivers going in there. What happens? You lose a lot of time, and you usually come out with a really bad attitude. And I mean bad. Why? Because you've been looking for the one car for 4 hours, and you can't find it.
Exactly.
Even with the Cognosys. Then you got to go load the stuff, and it's cold outside, and you've been walking. Next thing you know, 3 hours is gone. My ELD was running the whole time. Right?
Exactly. And the problem is you get in there, it doesn't start. Now you do jump box. Now you got to run all the way back to your truck, get the jump box, or it's got a flat tire. You got to find somebody at the auction to come and fill the tire for you. But it's a nightmare. It's not as easy as everybody thinks it is. And the big thing that happens a lot, and I know a lot of transporters are going to get mad at me, but you'll have a transporter go in and grab the first car in the line, and he'll drive that car to find his car, and then he'll leave that car where he found his car, and the next thing you know, you can't find that car because it's not where it's supposed to be.
And that's actually why that Cognosys hang tag actually fixes that problem.
Right.
Yeah.
But
works
I don't,
good, but it's
I don't
still
know
time.
How,
you got to walk.
Well,
and then you got to wait for everybody else.
Well, and
that's
plus,
where it gets crazy.
If I'm the client, don't I say, well, wait a minute, who's this car puller also touching the car?
We don't want them to know about that. We're going to pretend that.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, no. Pass.
Yeah, that's just one more liability, right? But it is good for them to see it because this is what they need to understand. Even the auctions, like this is my favorite auction. I can critique this auction. I won't, but they're you know, and I'm sure they've got it set up the way they've got it set up for a reason. But if you'll notice, we're coming out over here. I don't know if you can tell. You probably can't, but we're coming out over here. So all the trucks. Thanks, Plus.
Oh, you bet.
You good to go?
I'm good.
All right, buddy. Right. Nice to visit
so
with you.
So now he's back on the street. That's all the cars. Thanks Les has all of his cars.
Yeah, we're good. Russ has your cars.
Awesome. Thank you, Les. That's awesome,
I haven't got to do that in a while.
So how many cars did you end up pulling? Three?
Eight. We're doing a big load.
Oh, you did pretty good. You pulled a full load for him. That's nice.
Well, we're trying to grab one more. These are all babies. This is a little baby load. Look at it. Can you see it?
But did you know that you have to make sure that you note all your damages on those vehicles, right?
Yeah, we already took care of that. And that's okay. Good point. Because guess what? We didn't do walk-arounds. We didn't do pictures. Hang on. Let me turn this around. You know why? Why we didn't do pictures? Why we didn't do all that?
What does that sound?
Because we have a relationship with the dealer. And the dealer knows what he bought.
Right. And once you get outside that gate, it's your responsibility.
Yeah, don't do that if you don't have a relationship with your customer, customer being dealer. If you don't have that relationship, you better be taking pictures before you exit the guard check. Is that right, John?
Yeah, any damages you see, you have to put them on your gate release. This way, it's documented, and they have it so that they can't say that it wasn't there.
Yeah, okay, good.
How much time do you think he saves by not having to do all the pictures?
I know exactly how long.
Yeah, is it an hour?
We did it in two with two of us. So one guy probably would have been pushing 3 hours to get eight cars out. That's for real. Did you hear that?
Wow. Wait a minute. 3 hours. What if you tell the consignor or remarketer it takes 3 hours to get them? Would they believe
care.
That?
They don't care. They really don't give a crap.
They don't care,
Ouch.
And they never will care. The problem is really? That they don't have what we call boots on the ground. That's why... ATI is out here showing what they need to see. If they're not going to go do it themselves, maybe we can show them. Right?
So,
you wonder why your cars don't get here? You wonder why? Oh,
isn't this amazing? Because we see the videos on LinkedIn. Hey, check out this car running in our sale today. This. All the front of the store stuff. Never get to see the back of the store. And here we are. And you got some ugly information to share.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it's ugly. It's just... Yeah, I guess it's how you present it.
Well,
is that fair?
I know.
How do you
I shouldn't have used the word ugly. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, we're just all trying to get along. I mean, there are people, they just don't know. And maybe nobody's ever shown them. Okay, see this guy right here?
Uh-oh.
The guy with the hoodie?
Yeah.
He's the assistant general manager. His name's Steve. This is the jobs fair that I was telling you about. They're hiring today.
Oh, awesome. Oh, hey.
That's Chris. That's Katie.
Yeah, that's Remember the lady Katie? You were talking to. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So you come in here and you sign up for whatever job you're looking for. And then you come over here and you talk to everybody. You see that? I'm going to come back here so I can get out of the way.
People talking to people?
Yeah, people talking to people about a job. Now, if you guys remember, can you hear me? I'm kind of trying to be quiet.
Yeah, no, you're great. This is awesome.
Okay. So one of the things about this particular auction is that people, hang on, let me flip this around. Okay, people that work here, they tend to stay here for years. So you remember some of the guys we've been meeting?
Yeah.
Ed, remember Ed the runner?
Yeah.
Okay. Ed the runner's been here for 7 years. I found out yesterday that his wife's been here for 10.
Yeah. So you'd think that maybe they like it there.
There must be something about this place that people want to be here, right?
Wow, that's neat.
I mean, who does that? See this guy with the bald head? He runs the show out there at the gate. I always forget his name. I think it's Wes. But we'll get Katie to come by and say hi to us once she gets everybody in. So.
That's awesome.
Anyway, that's what we're at. We're at the auction. They're having a big hiring event. If you're into auctions or want to be, you know, I've told a lot of guys this, Jay. I've said, you know, car hauler, they want to be a car hauler. And they start asking questions. And I said, look, you really don't know anything. My advice would be you go to the auction and work there for a month or 6 months, maybe a year, and you might like it, and you'll learn a lot.
So here's the flyer. Yeah, so yeah, no, that's good. So this is what's happening right now. America's Auto Auction Kansas City is hosting open interviews right now, Friday, March 24th, from noon to 2 Central. And if you missed today, it's tomorrow as well, Saturday, March 25th, 10 a.m. to noon Central. Tour the facility, meet teammates, learn about employee benefits. They're hiring lot operations, reconditioning, vehicle processing, condition report writers. That's the address, 11101 North Congress Avenue.
Oh, how you been?
Kansas City.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, this is cool. So let's go back to Ty.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, I was over here.
No,
I was trying
good.
To find Katie. She's busy, but she'll come back. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So they got people there. Yeah.
Did your flyer say what positions they're looking for?
Yeah. So they got hiring for lot operations.
Okay.
Vehicle reconditioning.
Yeah.
Vehicle processing.
Ooh,
and condition
processing.
Report writers.
Okay. Okay. Explain to me what processing is. I know what it is. Do you know what it is?
Take it away.
I'm going intake, right? Cars coming in to
right.
the auction.
So cars go ahead. Awesome.
Yeah. Out there in the transport parking lot where we're hanging out, that's where you drop them off. Hey, I think Katie's coming by to say hi.
Oh, awesome, man. Yeah. We got her flying and everything.
Yeah, I think she's going to come.
Oh, Katie, if you're just joining us live right now, we're live at America's Auto Auction, Kansas City, and they're hosting an open interview job fair, hiring lot operations processing, recon, condition report writers, and we're going to meet Katie. I believe she works does Katie work in recruiting?
Well, I think she does some marketing as well.
Okay.
I'm not sure. We'll find out exactly what the title is, but I thought I heard marketing. again, Kansas Ooh. City Auto.
We got a question. Awesome. Yeah. Here we go. Roberto, thank you so much. Roberto's got a question. Is the person that arranges the cars for you for a fee provided by the auction? Great question. And how do we find them and arrange for them to find cars? You know, I see it all the time. John, you know this one.
Right.
Oh, pause on that, Roberto. Here we go.
Here. Okay, come on. No, we were talking about it. Katie,
okay.
Right?
Yes, Katie.
Okay, Katie. Look,
Katie.
This is John. That's Jay. Jay's the founder of the channel, my buddy. Right? You guys told me about him yesterday?
Yeah.
All the 14,000 subscribers and views. Okay.
Yes.
She was like taken back when she saw 14,000 subscribers.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Thank you, Katie. I appreciate that. You know how much work that
famous.
Is, right?
You okay.
Working on it.
Working on it.
Working
you're getting there.
It,
we're getting there.
Surely.
Okay, so you're in marketing too.
I am in marketing.
So how did you get involved with hiring today?
I got involved with hiring mainly because I do a lot of the conversations with our local news stations. I'm also the person who's creating the flyers, getting the job descriptions put together, and then getting those things posted out onto Indeed, Glassdoor, all of those kinds of places, along with social media and the likes of that.
That's a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to kind of know what
you're
doing.
I do a lot of the coordinating. My guys here do a lot of the interviewing and the talking with the.
I forgot his name. Is it Wes?
That's Wayne.
Wayne. Wayne.
Yes.
Wayne's the operations guy.
Yes,
and that's one of the places you're looking for.
Yes, it is.
So he would be the manager of the operations. So that guy that he's talking to, he doesn't know, but that would be his boss.
Technically, yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Are you going to say something? No. Okay.
No, not really. Cool.
That's Wayne. He's operations. He's outside. Then another one was, I believe, don't tell me. Hold on. It was processing.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's technically gate. So that's vehicle processing.
Vehicle
so
processing.
You have that. That's what Wayne's doing. So he works.
So Wayne's over that
gate.
Too?
Yes. Yeah, so
that's in and out?
Yep. Yeah. So gate's technically outside, even though it's the first, place the car sees essentially. But then we have the lot operations, which is separate. So we have lot operations, recon, and the gate that we're definitely all hiring for.
You need lot operations too, which
yes.
is Scott's over that.
Yes,
Scott
over
Galloway.
Yes.
If you guys are into lot operations stuff, which would be moving cars around.
Moving cars around. Moving, yes.
These are like today. I got to help a guy pull cars.
Yes.
The sold cars are over here. Well, they didn't all make it. Some of them are still over here. back and forth, back and forth. Very fun, right?
Yeah.
So that's a lot of operations.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so processing is
going to check it in.
Check it in and check it out.
Was the second kind of place that it would view, because that's somebody is moving the car to get it staged for CRs, to get it staged for the detail and recons. And then we definitely need help in recon right now.
Recon. So what would recon be?
So recon is basically working in an assembly line. You have someone who starts the car with detrash, getting all the junk and the personal stuff that didn't make it out of the car. And then depending on the level of detail that they do get, it goes through the line to get washed, the full interior, just...
You got the whole operation.
Yep,
you got a whole building.
Whole operation.
I've shown it to everybody.
It's three lanes.
It's three lanes.
So we can move quite a bit of cars through there.
Yeah, now I know the answer to this next part, but why do you even have to have that?
Well, we have to have that because clean cars sell.
Clean cars sell, but there's also your consigners, your remarketers.
Yes, they like to acquire those. So that's really the driving force, because they find the value in the details. So again, it's at the end of the day, it helps us sell a car. So
yeah, what's Becky's company? Car?
Cars Recon. Auto. Cars stands
Capital
for something.
Auto.
And she works inside of auctions.
Cars Recon, and she
Becky
works inside of auctions.
Anderson,
no, Becky
Cars
Anderson.
Recon.
She does it. So we kind of know a little bit about the idea. Mm-hmm. That's how we figured it out.
Yeah.
At a conference.
Right.
With Car Conference, which is, I told you yesterday, that's where we're going next week.
Yeah.
We're going to get to talk.
That'll be a good time, though.
About transportation. Okay, so there's one more thing, and I'll let you go. And there you go.
Yeah.
It is... You've been here for
8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
I bet Wayne's probably been here for...
I think he's either 1 year before or 1 year after me.
Right.
Yeah.
I met Ed the runner. He's been here. Scott told me his wife's been here for 10. So I guess what I'm going at here is, how is it that people come to work here and stay here?
Because
that
seems weird. We're all about family. So once you join our team, basically we all work together and we're really good at it. We're really inclusive, and there's always opportunities to grow. So if you're not interested in one position, it's not a problem to reach out and say, hey, I might be interested in learning something else. A lot of our people have seen every department, which only makes them a better auction employee, because they know the moving parts of each department.
Right. You weren't always in marketing.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I was, because I was consistent, and then I moved into the manager portion. But so I've definitely learned quite a lot in this last year. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much
for
your time.
Thank you
for having
me.
Thank you, Katie. That's awesome.
Contact info. I'll get a card from you.
Awesome.
All right.
Well,
thank you, Katie. Thank you so much. That was awesome. But I do want to know. So here, let's say somebody, and we're going to answer Roberto's question here in a second. Let's say somebody wants to learn more and contact America's Auto Auction. What can they do, do you think? Go to the website? What would you do?
Well, I would just call. I like to call. I'm an old school guy.
Is there a phone
number? Pick up the phone and call.
Can we
share? Yeah, all you got to do is just Google America's Auto Auction Kansas City.
I'm going to do that. America's Auto Auction Kansas City. Whoops. I'm hitting too many buttons here. America's Auto Auction Kansas City. Let's try this again. America's Auto Auction. Got to spell America's right. America's Auto Auction. Jay, you're still live. We're watching you doing all this typing.
Oh,
816. Yeah, John.
Just so you know, a lot of times these auctions, make sure that they have insurance to let them into that facility. So the auction should have a list of their pullers that are allowed in the auction.
Oh, really? The auction should have a list of their pullers. That's awesome. Because, okay, so, and I see Ty, and we're all live. We're still here. I see this all the time on Auto Transport Everything, the Facebook group.
Yes.
Hey, does anybody know a car puller in?
Right.
And even though Ziggy created a repository of car pullers, still people ask every week, does anybody know a car puller in? And it seems like that kind of information, that's the kind of stuff that, we need more of a centralized information database, because here's Roberto, and he's wondering if they work for the auction. John, can you answer that?
No, they don't physically work for the auction. No, not at all. And they come and go too, just so everybody knows. So you have to keep on top and find out who is pulling the cars. But there's enough guys pulling out of the auction where they know who the pullers are. You know,
right.
And they're very particular on who they wanted to work for too. Like if they're really busy, if they're a sale or something, they're going to tell you they don't have time to pull your cards.
So as a dispatcher, that's how I learned many things the hard way on the phone. And I learned, yeah, you can get a car puller. I think I was talking to Dealers Auto Auction, Kansas or Oklahoma City. Like, well, you can get a car puller because we'll be closed at 5. What's a car puller? Okay, then you learn. Well, then who pulls the cars? Well, we got a guy's name and a phone number. And then I call the guy or whatever and give it to the driver. And that's how you learn. But, yeah, that's about it, right? It's just finding word of mouth at the guard shack?
Well, the guard shack will know who the pullers are, too. So you probably get the name from them. But you know how the guard shack is after hours. Half those guys don't even know who they are. So that's a good
Oh, that was good.
I did find out something yesterday, which I was kind of shocked here, actually. I was here yesterday, 5 o'clock, a Russian guy's trying to get a car out, and I can tell he's having a problem, so I just walk over. I'm like, hey, buddy, what are you trying to figure out? He doesn't speak English, right? He just hands me his phone, and he's on the phone with his dispatcher who doesn't speak English. And they're in the guard shack at 5 o'clock trying to get a gate pass. So I walk over, I'm like, what are you trying to figure out? He's like, I don't know, here's my phone. And I start looking at it, and I see who the broker is, I see what the vehicle is, and I say, do you have a gate pass? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I go to the guard check people who are my friends, and I'm like, can you get a gate pass? Well, we can get a gate pass for you, but we're closed. We close at 5. I was like, what? Right. I didn't even know that. 5 o'clock? So the guy, I'm like, good, you're out of luck, even though you don't understand my English. Gonna have to go sleep in your truck. So I left, come back this morning late, by the way. Like, I didn't get here until 10:30. He's stood down in another parking lot just getting out of bed. I mean, the dude was screwed. So I don't know. I guess the thing is, amazing. It's like, yeah, it's terrible stories like that. Nonstop. What? So when you don't know, when you're working off a load board, sorry, John, but when you're working off a load board and you're getting stuff from a broker, who knew? I didn't know. Who knew this auction closed at 5? Weird. Okay. I'm done. Go ahead, John.
Well, go ahead.
I'm negative about that auction, but how did you feel the security is over there right now, Ty?
It's the best of all the auctions. And I'll tell you why. It's because and this is one of the things I say this out loud, and I say it out loud on purpose. America still has what I call autonomy, right? They are corporate, but as far as I know, and I do a lot of checking around, this company can run things the way they want to run things. So how's security here? There's plenty of holes over there to get out. There's plenty of the, you know, anybody can steal anything. But here, these people that Wayne that we just saw, okay, he knows what's going on. He's trained his people to know what's going on. There's nothing that's going to slide through here. They know everybody, and if they don't know somebody, they're going to get to know them. Go ahead.
I'm not really worried about inside the auction. I'm talking about outside in the truck lot.
Oh, well, here's small. It's kind of rural out here. So it's, in my opinion, it's fine. But I'm a little weird when it comes to security.
Just so you know, myself and some other companies have had problems with cars being stolen as we're loading the trucks.
As you're loading?
As we're loading the trucks, yes.
What are we talking, New Jersey?
It's a common problem, man. It's always at night. It's not during the daytime hours.
I mean,
but what'll happen is if you make the mistake, transporters do it all the time, of staging your cars or something and walking back into the auction to get another car, you're going to come out, and if you didn't secure that car, it could be missing.
Where?
That's outside. That's in the transport parking lot. So what John's saying is,
I know, but I mean, but what cities? Come on, John.
Oh, what
Kansas
cities?
City,
yeah.
Kansas City bad.
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Yeah.
Kansas City auto auction bad. Yes.
Kansas City auto auction.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
That's Kansas that City auto. That would be Mannheim, probably.
God, I said New Jersey. What do I look
Mannheim.
Like a jerk?
Whoa, look at that. Jeez. The sun's out.
Man, that sucks. Okay.
So what
does that mean? What do you mean secure your vehicle? What does that look like?
The transporters have to be careful. They don't pull their cars off the truck and stage them. Leave the keys in them.
Leave it locked, turn it off, leave it locked, take the key.
You gotta be careful, yes.
Okay. Wow. So there must be people that now just hang out watching for transporters?
It's definitely... They know.
Wow.
They know.
They might even be down the street, and they're just going to jump out of the car. And
no, right? What's worse, Jay? Here's what's worse. Watch this. This is crazy. Watch. Here's what really happens. See that row of cars right there? You see it?
Yeah.
Okay, they're in one of those cars that the windows is tinted, and the car's off, and they're watching you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
You're being watched right now from one of those cars.
So there's generally somebody close watching, right? So here's where your trucks are over here. This could happen over here just as easy to our friend Les. Okay, so this is where a truck's park. How do you know a truck's park here? Look at this.
Yeah, see really? Big giveaway.
That's how you know there's a truck parking lot. See, that's all hydraulic fluid.
Mm.
Okay, so they park here, right here. And then they hide out over here and watch you. See that? They watch you. They can see you walking back and forth. It's not that hard. You follow me? Okay, now let's look at this. We're looking. Yeah, wow, that's right. So that's wild stuff, anyway, man. That's what it is. Okay, there's our buddy Les. Now look at car hauling. I've been thinking a lot about this. I'm going to talk about it. There's a guy standing underneath the car, right? And the only thing holding it up is a couple pieces of steel. So, you see that?
That's nice. Yeah, sure.
That's car hauling, right?
It's a big jungle, Jim. That's for sure.
Yeah. So whenever people are like, car hauling's easy, no, it's not. It's kind of scary if you really think about it. All it takes is one little problem and you're smashed. I was taking a picture of another guy walking underneath the cars. So anyway, there's a lot more to it than what everybody knows. John, you know that. You've been around. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But anyway, okay. How are we doing on time? I think we hit the job fair. I think we got to see some actual live checkout stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see the processing that they're hiring for?
Oh yeah, let's take a look. Here's the gate. Yeah. Check in. So,
yeah, this is check in, right? You check cars in?
Yeah.
They call it process. How do you do a car like this? Whoopsie.
Oh.
Ow.
I'm just finding out the process. You got to check them in. Oh, you got to have it. No, this is my favorite auction.
Oh.
I love this place. This is the best auction.
That car will look brand new by auction day.
Yeah, they'll have a recon. Remember the recon building? Here, watch this.
Yeah, I remember. It was in the back.
I'll show you. Yeah. I wonder if we could go down there. Oh, what time is it?
Well, we might set that for another show.
Yeah, let's do it another one. Yeah. It's way back here. Hang on, I'll show you.
But yeah, it's way back there. Well, it's interesting, too, when she was talking about pulling the stuff out of cars. So what we learned from Asset Resolutions is when they work repo, every time they pull stuff out of cars, I think they got to save it.
Yeah, for a little while. It's crazy.
But that's crazy.
No, it is. It's terrible.
You imagine having to save all the trash inside of a car? It looks like trash, but God knows.
Okay, John, we're gonna see you next week for the first time. We get to actually shake hands and say hi face to face. I'm really looking forward to it.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I guess have a great weekend, and if you need anything, call Ty, 417-483-2764. See if I can help you.
Or send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Roberto says, yes, we did answer his question. Great info, learning from us every day. Thank you, Roberto. That's awesome.
I wonder if that's Roberto Blackwood.
Different Roberto. That's Roberto Hernandez-Zarate. And I don't know if he'll be at car conference, but Roberto is happy to tune in. So thank you so much. That's awesome. And John, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, John. Yeah.
And good to we'll see, you, buddy. See you. So you'll be on stage with me next Thursday at car conference. And so have we never met face to face before?
I don't think so. I think you've met my son.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, I met your son at that.
Met your son at Matt's. Yeah, I remember that.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Cool.
So because he's a mechanic and more?
No, he does he pimps out my ride.
Fabricates?
He's the pimper,
Yeah,
he's the pimp daddy.
Right, the pimp daddy. It's at LTIservices.com, right?
Yeah, he's LTI, yes.
Yeah, like he does customization on just trucks and trailers. What else?
trucks and trailers. He has all the lights and stuff that Cottrell can't do now.
Wow.
Pimp my ride.
He's doing all that. Put chops on, visors. You know, he's got a full range of flip bumpers, whatever you want. He's got it.
Wow. And where's that? Is that, where is that located, that his shop?
He's located in New Jersey, Kenville, New Jersey.
Oh, I got, wait a minute. It's LTI Services. This other trucking company comes up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, LTI Trucking, maybe? LTI Trucking, not that one. Not that one.
Sorry.
Here, this one. LTI Services, and his name is Jonathan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Jonathan. All right, cool. Yeah, he's listed on the website.
And just so everybody knows, because we got car carriers out there, we have a machine to make all hydraulic lines. We can, anything to do with a car carrier, as far as pistons and, you know, hydraulic leaks and stuff, we can take care of that for them, you know?
Wow, customization, I'm going to say customization galore. That's so awesome. Yeah, no, he is a pro. And so are you, John. We really appreciate you joining us today. And the thing is, too, because you are growing your auction business as a car hauling business owner. Is that right?
Always do. Yeah, it's there. It's, you know, it gets you in with your dealers in the area. And like I said, you know, it's been off lately, but if you can get to work out of the auction, it'll keep you busy.
Right, because as Ty likes, I mean, it's directly connected to the dealer's inventory acquisition strategy. And there you go. Now you are, by working with the auction, you're serving the dealer and vice versa.
Well, it's the same thing, too, with your rental car companies. A lot of them, when they're done with their rentals, they send them to the auction. So there's another avenue for work.
Right. So then that's where the ecosystem ties together, and that's what we love to talk about. So, all right, Ty, I know you're cold. I'm sitting here in my warm chair without any worries.
No
buddy, thank you so much for everything you do. That was a great show. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, John. Have a great weekend. Take care.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye. All right, and that's where we let him go. Just to show it again, we had open interviews coverage at America's Auto Auction, Kansas City. They are hiring. There's folks there, and it's lot operations, vehicle recon, vehicle processing, condition report writers. If you want to learn more about it, I put a phone number. You can Google America's Auto Auction, Kansas City. Give them a call. And if you miss it today, they are, mic check, 1, 2, 3, okay? They are also there tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon central. It's ATI Auto Business. It's Cars on the Move. We're done here for the week. Here's what's going to happen next week is we're going to be live at Car Conference. Ty and I are going to be at Car Conference in Las Vegas. We've been talking about it for weeks. It's going to happen. We're going to be live next week at Car Conference. We're going to be speaking, doing live coverage. And that's what we do here at ATI Auto Business, the Car Super Business Channel. We appreciate you tuning in, saying hello, leaving a like, share, comment, tell your friends. And that's what we're doing next week. So stick around, stay with us, ask your questions, share your thoughts, grow your business. My name is Jay. I'm the founder. And we'll see you again soon. Everyone, have a good weekend. And get those cars pulled. And let us know if you run into a problem, send me an email. We'll try to help you out. Thanks so much. Take care.